This is The Takeaway. I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm John Hockenberry. A few thoughts now about that little eyepiece of the Earth orbiting high above us this morning. You know what I mean. The Hubble Telescope. Beloved of astronomers and computer screensavers everywhere, for a week it's been in the flatbed of the space shuttle being lovingly repaired by some spacewalking astronauts.
With the completion of today's EVA, Hubble is returned to flagship status. It now has a full arsenal of instruments.
That's awesome news, Dan. Thanks. You guys did a great job.
The Hubble, after 7 years of disrepair, will go back to being what it has been more or less since the early 90s, a planetary prosthesis, civilization's pair of touristy binoculars hanging around our earthly necks as we carry on with our own adventures. Newly dusted off from the cold of space, Hubble's window on the universe is now crystal clear once again.
You walk out on the high wire. You're a dancer on thin ice. You pay no heed to the danger.
And appreciate all the great support we got from the ground.
Watching the NASA repair team, the Hubble telescope seems to me to be something of a milestone of civilization. At a time when so many voices are concerned about the survival of the planet and dubious about humanity itself.
I'm worried about the human race being extinct by the end of this century.
I just think that human beings, in our arrogance and feelings of superiority, we just bowl everything over, we do what we want to do. We need to think more globally, and we need to think about the effect on other things when we do something.
And why build into?
With that kind of gloom, Hubble represents another side of humanity. Curious, not arrogant, dedicated to something simple and powerful.
The really great things when you're working scientist is finding out what you didn't expect. That there's something there that tells you something new about how the universe is made.
Okay, can you hold me with two hands now?
In a sense, Hubble is a Galileo moment for all of us here on Earth. This $10 billion school bus-sized tube connects 13 billion-year-old light to our delicate retinas, and whoosh, we see the universe differently, just as Galileo did 4 centuries ago.
How old the universe is and how big it is, what there is out there, and whether there are other intelligent beings like us out there, these are questions which all of us ask, and these are questions, the answer which civilizations are judged by.
The one thing I didn't do is I don't have the small socket.
Hey, all of us are Galileos now because of Hubble. Galaxies appear as dazzling storms, exploding stars seem like rare jewels. Our world, with all its troubles, seems a peaceful sanctuary. Galileo himself, after observing the sun and the planets through his handheld telescopes, once said, "The sun, with all those planets revolving around it and independent on it, can still ripen a bunch of grapes as if it had nothing else in the universe to do." Hubble is 19 years old, with perhaps 5 to 7 more to go before it's tossed into the ocean as flaming junk. NASA says the best images may be yet to come.
It's sad knowing it's the last shuttle repair mission for the Hubble Space Telescope, but I'm looking forward to a successful repair and yet 5, 6, 7 more years of Hubble.
Hey, is the universe smiling back at us? Just look at the Hubble images. I'd say yes.
It takes love.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.